We're going to show you a few of the steps now if I can get some help out here. Eleanor, would you mind coming out here? And Sandra, would you come out here for me too, please? Joe? Winston? I'd probably like to have you out here too. We're going to show you some of the steps. We're going to maybe, the terminology may be somewhat different for you. But we're going to try to show you some of these. We're going to show you two basic kinds of steps. We're going to show you what is called clog steps and then a few of what are called buck steps. We'll start with the clog steps. The clog steps are actually, there are five basic clog steps. They start with what we call, and you can call this a lot of things, and it's called different things, but we call it just a single step. It's one step, one beat of music. Eleanor, if you'll demonstrate that for us. Just take one step, flexing the knee, slow it down a little for them. Yeah. You got to get a little bounce with it. That is a one count or one beat of music per step. The second step, if we were teaching you this, would be we would call it a double step. Some places it's called a step, rock, step, stomp, stomp, or basic one. This one you actually use two steps or two beats of music per step, and you put a rock between two single steps is actually what it amounts to. So you step out on one of the other feet, flexing the knee, ball of the foot. Joe, if you would do this for us. Then you rock back on the toe of the opposite foot, and then you alternate feet. And we got actually a new movement here called a rock step. And that would be the second step we would teach you. The third step we would teach you would be a combination of one and two. We would take three of the little single steps and add a rock to it on the fourth beat of music. And it would look something like this. Sandra, ready? One, two, three, and. And we call that simply a three single step rock. The next one is a variation of that same step, and we get another movement now, and this is called a lift, and we get three single steps. This again is a four counter, three single steps, and then a lift on the fourth beat of music. And on the lift, Winston, let's show them the lift. You swing the foot out, then up, and you sort of bend or flex the knee as you go up with it so that you get a heel sound with the foot that's on the floor, and it looks like this. Let's just do the three single with the rock. I'm sorry, lift. Now the next step we would teach you, we'd actually teach you it to you in two parts. It is called a toe-heel brush lift, but we would start you by teaching you a toe-heel, which is just what it says it is. Eleanor, if you will help us with this one. It is just touch the toe and then slap the heel, one beat of music. Now we'll add another beat of music to that by adding a brush lift to it. Joe, if you would help us with that one. Okay, that is called a toe-heel brush lift. The next step that we're going to show you is the basis for the clog dance. If you can't do this one, you're not a clog dancer. It's called a chug step. We'll break it down into two parts for you. We were teaching the feet together. We'll have all four of our people do this for you. And we would flex the knee, sliding the foot forward slightly, dropping the weight straight down. Then we bend, straighten the knee and slide the foot back. Then we bend, straighten, bend, straighten, bend, straighten, bend, straighten, bend, straighten. We call this a chug step. I think you can see why. You can do this by rotating the hips from side to side. You can also make your feet go in different directions. You can also do it on one foot. You can also change feet. And that is where you get your freestyling steps. Now, if we can get a little music here, we'll show you. Now, what the dancers are doing, they're also doing something called a double toe, which is they're slapping. I want to show us this one. You're slapping the foot or the toe very quickly, twice before you put the foot down. Now, we get a little music, and they're also adding drags to it. We're going to start with a single step down on the end. Joe will add the double step. Three single rock. Three single lift. Do a toe heel on the end, Eleanor. Everybody with a chug. Freestyle it a little. Now they're going to put their steps together. Thank you. very much. Those are the clog band steps. Don't run off yet. I'm not fooling you. We're going to show you another variation of this. It's called a box step. What we do here is, instead of using the ball of the foot, we use the heel. We strike the heel first. Let me see. Ellen, you want to step out there? We're going to do an equivalent of a single step. Show them the single step again. Just the single step. Okay, we're going to do the equivalent of a single step, only we're going to use a buck step. We will hit a heel and then the toe. As you do this, you sort of pop the toe up and bring it back like this. Okay, now that would be the equivalent of the single step. You can also do this with a double step by adding a rock. We'll slow this down for you so you can see what it looks like. Do a heel. Can you do that? Yeah, Joe, you do this for us, okay? I hope. Real slow, we're going to do it. You do a heel-toe with a left foot. Heel-toe step. Then on the other foot, you do a heel-rock, heel-step. And then you repeat on each foot doing that. And he's going to speed it up because he can't do it slow. And it adds a slightly different look to the step. Now, I think all the folks we got out here can do these for us, I hope. So if we can get a little music, we're going to let them do them for you. Let's try just a single step. Now, let's try the double. Okay, thank you. Now, if anybody'd like to learn these, just get right up in a circle. Let's get a partner here first. Everybody grab a partner. Anybody wants to get out here and learn how to do big circle dance, get a partner. Come on, folks. Don't sit out there and be bashful. Let's go. Come on, get up. We'll show you how to do some big circles with the small circle figures. Then we'll show you some steps. Is this all we're getting? Come on, you folks over there. Let's go now. Let's go. Yeah.
It's a chance of a lifetime.
It sure is. It don't happen very often. Most of the time I get paid for this. Okay, we got everybody wants to be up. Are we sure about this?
All right, it beats jogging now.
It sure does. All right, let's make a circle. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Anybody else? All right, here we go now. This is really very easy. Join hands, circle left. Circle back to your right. Go single file. That means you just drop hands and keep moving. Let's do an Indian style. Step right up and promenade your partner. Men to the outside, ladies to the inside. Oh, I'm sorry. Ladies to the outside, men to the inside. And back right out and make a ring. Okay, all the ladies to the center with a big yell. Go the ladies center and back to the bar. Men in and back to the bar. Join hands, circle left. Circle right. Okay, let's everybody hold just a second. We got to have odd-even couples because the odds always move the even stay. So we're going to start here, and what we're going to do is just count them off for you, and we're going to start right here with Joe. Hold up your hand, Joe, so everybody knows where we're starting. Joe is odd. The couple on his left is even. Okay. Now, I want the odd couples. Odd couples. Grab your partner's hand, odd. Don't let them get away from you. Yeah, here we go.
And the crow hops in, which is the odd man. Now the crow hops out, and you circle up four. Odds with their backs to the center. Now I want you to swing your corner. That's the person right across from you. Swing your corner, please, there, Larry. Swing your corner. Now swing your part. Now odd couple, move off to your right and circle up four. Circle to the left, halfway round. Circle back to the right, halfway round.
Oh, okay.
Right. Now, the first figure we did is called a moving figure. That's because you were moving as you did it.
Yeah. Come back to the center and swing your sweep. Odds out, peek once more. Come back to the center and swing all four. That means everybody swings their partner. Circle to the left one full time. Odds right, circle up four. Okay, we're going to get another one. This is another moving figure. So circle to the left. All right, we're going to stop as we do that so you get the feel of it. I want the men to stick out their right hands and shake hands. Ladies, I want you to go underneath the men's hands and shake right hands. Now, turn to your left as you do that. Now, we're going back to our right, and we're going to change hands and shake left hands. Ladies, underneath the men. Now, we're going to reverse directions again and stick both hands straight across and join both hands. Now, the men lift their hands in the air. The ladies duck under. Now, the ladies lift their hands, and the men will duck under. Isn't that nice? You're supposed to be circling over there, Larry. Get him circling. Back right out and make a ring. Circle left. This one will go like this. Right hand's up and howdy do. Left hand's back and how are you? Four hands across. Reverse directions. Ladies bow. The men know how. Back it out and make a ring. Odds right. Circle up four. And the birdie in the cage and close the door. And the birdie hops out, the crow hop in. Crow hop out, you're gone again. Odds right, circle up four. Circle half to the left. Then back to the right. Odds out, take a little peek. Come back to the center and swing your sweep. Odds out, peek once more. Come back to the center and swing all four. Circle left one full time, then odds right, circle up four. Right hand's up and howdy do. Your left hand's back and how are you? Four hands across. The ladies bow. The men know how. Back right out and make a ring. Odds move up, circle up four. One more, then we're going to put the music on. This is a standing figure also. Odds with their backs to the center of the set. Okay, you got to pay attention here now. Even couple makes an arch. Odd couple goes under that arch and then backs up again. No, do not drop hands. Then the odds make an arch. The evens go to the inside. And back up. Now, slowly with this one. Evens now make an arch again. Odds go through and drop hands with your partner holding onto your corner. Go around the person you are holding hands with. Evens flip under your own arm. This thing goes like this. We're going to do it from the top. Dive for the oyster, which is the odds out, and back in. Dig for the clam, which is the evens in, and back. Now look for the hole in the old tin can. The odds out and around. And circle up four. Let's go ahead. Yeah, circle up four. We're going to add something to this. We're going to take you. This is how we do these sort of things. We're going to take you from small circle figures into a big circle figure. So we're going to take you from small circles into a big circle. This is how we're going to do it. What do we call it? Yeah, let's do the ocean wave. Yeah, it's going in and out. Anyhow, this is how you do it. Odd lady, drop hands with your corner. Hang on to your partner. Partner and other lady make an arch. Odd lady, go through that arch and go around your partner. Even couple make an arch. Go through. Now, go to your right and grab the next man down the line. And you just did an ocean wave to a big circle. And from here, we can go back into our big circle figures. Now, if we can have some music, we're going to try it with the music. Circle left, and away you go, and circle left, and you don't keep going. Circle right, the other way back, and you make the step go lickety-lack.
All right, circle up four, birdie in the cage, and you close the door. And a birdie hop out, and a crow hop in. And a crow hop out, you're gone again. I flew right, circle up four. I went to back to the center. I down and take a little peek. Come back to the center and you swing your sweep. I down and you peek once more. And I back to the center and you swing all four. All join hands and circle to the left. Odd right, circle up four. Right hand up and how do you do? And a left hand back and how are you? Four hands across. And a lady bow. And I'm in no how. Back right out, circle up four. I move up, circle up four. Odds with their backs to the center. Dive for the oyster, that's the odds out, back in. Dig for the clam, the even's in. I look for the hole in the old tin can. Circle, ocean waves. All join hands and circle to the left. Lady center and back to the ball. Man in with a left hand star. Turn that star, fellas. Pick up your partner star promenade. Around the waist. Reverse the star. Ladies on the inside with a right hand. Reverse the star again. Do an inside out and the outside in. Join hands, circle left. Circle to the right. Go single file in the style. Then step right up and you promenade. Ladies, roll one time. Keep it going, fellas. Ladies, roll one time. Okay, ladies, we're going to have to think now. Ladies, roll two times. Skip one and go to the next. Ladies, roll, meet your partner. Do a do-si-do. Step right up to your promenade. Promenade to a line. Okay, the ladies follow the ladies and the men follow the men. Who's number one here? Joe, get out there. Oh, you got it, huh? Do a Kings and Queens Highway. Ladies follow the ladies, men follow the men. To a cross. First couple left and the next one right. Four across. First one left and the next one right. And eight across. And promenade from left to right. First line and then the second one. Left to right. And gonna back right out and make her ring. Swing your corner, back and swing your own. Think about you park your corners off. Wave to the fiddler and kiss the caller. If anybody would like to learn to do some of these steps, now we'll work on a few of these steps for you. If you do, get up in the circle. Anybody want to do any steps? Get in the circle. Let's give a big hand for the band. They've done a good job out here. Okay, let's take a look at a couple of these steps. I don't know how much we've done. Let's try a couple of the buck steps because they're fun to do. In the circle, let me ask a question. Why I got the people in the circle? How many of y'all know how to clog already? I'm not talking about the people I know do. No one? Oh, I know about them. I know about those. We're going to start then. We'll just start with a very simple, what we call a single step that we showed you earlier. And we'll do it by going to our left. That means clockwise around a circle this way. So if everybody will face this way, we will start with a single step. This is how to do it. Start with the left foot. Step out onto the ball of the left foot, flexing the knee. Then we repeat with the right foot simply by straightening the knee slightly and stepping out. And then left, right, left. Get a little bounce with it. Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, right, left, 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 right, and hold. Now let's try it with the music. Don't make it hard. It's just like walking. Here we go with a little music. Not too fast, gentlemen, if you can. And a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, go. With a left, and a left, right, left, right. And a left, and a left, and a left, right, left, right, left, right, left. And a left, and a left, and a left, and a left. And a left, and a left, and a left. Okay, we're doing so good with that. Let's try something else. Let's do what is called a toe heel. Everybody with me, watch this. This is a nice little step. Just like this. Take the left foot. We start with our left. It doesn't matter. You can start with whichever one you want to, just as long as you're consistent with it. Take the toe and just tap it, keeping the heel off the floor. Then slap the heel. Then you repeat with the right foot. Toe, heel, toe, heel, toe, heel, toe, heel. Remember to bend and straighten the knee. Toe, heel, 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 toe, heel. You got to point the toe. Heel, toe, 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 heel, heel.
Okay, we can get a little music. Let's try to, if we can, fellas, let's keep it down a little slower. It's hard for some of these folks to just start. And a 1, 2, 3, 4 with the left, right, left, right. Okay, let's back out and make a ring. Now we gotta use these steps. We can't just learn them, we gotta use them. All join hands and circle to the left. Circle to the left. It doesn't matter, boo. Doesn't matter. Circle left, that's your left hand. And back to your right. All the ladies to the center with a great big yeah. Let's hear it, ladies. Now the men. Don't let them outdo you, men. All join hands and circle to the left. And about to your partner, corners all. Give yourself a big hand. You did a good job. Thank you very much. What we would like to do now is we would just like to have our dancers, all of our dancers come out here, and they're going to put some of these steps together in freestyle for you. We'll introduce them to you. All of our dancers here. These are the Sun Dancers. We also have with us the Sunshine Girls.
Just go ahead and just let her rip, bud. Crank her right up.
These are the Sun Dancers and the Sunshine Girls. We will be performing over on the main stage at 5:55 today for, it says on the schedule, until. Now, what that means, I don't know. I guess until we get tired. So we will be over there. If you like the dancing, come on over and join us. We'd love to see you. We want to thank the band also. These are the Suwannee River Five. They do a good job. It's hard to find a band you can dance to. Hard to find a band you can dance to. Show 'em something, Boots. Boots. Larry. Winston. Nancy. Joe? Bill? Betty? Roger. Bonnie.
Sharon. Brenda. Sherry. Eleanor, the director of the Sundancers. And Mr. Paul Wall, who taught us all a bit. We want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for staying with us. We hope you enjoyed the demonstrations. If you like what you see, come on over about 5:55. We'll put on a good show for you. They'll all be in costume. Thank you very much. We want to give special thanks to the Suwannee River Five. They do a good job. Good music. On four. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and. Get them out of there, Bill. Thank the band again. Very good, gentlemen. Very good. Thank y'all. White Ford or a white Continental.